So we're going to shift now to sports. Our Takeaway sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, joins us. The big sports story, of course, this morning is the NFL has ruled, and as expected, Michael Vick, a quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, will be playing as soon as when?
The third game.
Third game.
Yep.
Okay, and he looked pretty good last night?
He looked all right. He didn't look great last night, but I think, and you know, people are saying that he's not going to be a make or break for the Philadelphia Eagles season, but he's definitely not going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm. And the pressure is on after the third week, so we'll just have to see. We'll definitely be talking about how well he does or if he crumbles under the pressure.
More Wildcat offense for Philadelphia.
Right, indeed. So the U.S. Open is also going on, the tennis championship here in New York, and we may have seen the new face of women's tennis in the U.S. The faces of Venus and Serena Williams, of course, have been the faces of women's tennis in the U.S., but what are we starting to see now?
We have a woman, a young girl, actually, Melanie Udan, who actually beat Demetieva yesterday in a thrilling match. She won the third set. She's coming up. She's really coming up. She had an amazing Wimbledon, and now all of a sudden she's in contention. She's going to go against Maria Sharapova today for her next round of maybe another big upset.
And really, women's tennis has been looking for a new rising star. Here's a 17-year-old from Georgia. That was a huge upset yesterday in the second round. Third round gets harder, though.
Indeed, it does. And but what she has in her corner is that she plays great under pressure. And with the crowd cheering her on, she plays amazing.
Well, she talked about that yesterday.
The whole crowd was cheering for me and so much support. And I was struggling a little bit with my leg and just, I don't know, the whole thing was just amazing. I can't believe I won.
She was struggling. She looked pretty good.
She had a Carrie Strug moment there with her injured thigh.
She did. She had a spasm in her leg, like a cramp, basically. But I think that and the crowd, I think that made her play better. She's young. She's got the energy. And she's going to be really thrilling to watch in the coming weeks, hopefully, if she makes it through.
Really quickly, we were talking about pennant races earlier. Suddenly, Derek Jeter, the New York Yankees, who look like they're going to clinch the AL East, although you have to see, Derek Jeter is creeping up on a pretty important record with the Yankees.
The record is it'd be the past Lou Gehrig for the most hits as a Yankee.
And that's a big number.
It's huge. I mean, there's guys like DiMaggio, Gehrig, Ruth, Mantle, Yogi Berra, the list we just created.
A lot of big hitters have played for the Yankees. Wade Boggs even was on the 96
Precisely.
Team.
Yeah. Don Mattingly, Dave Winfield. Derek Jeter is going to be the best one of them all. And that is a pretty big statement in this era of steroids, in this era of, you know, poor sportsmanship, that we have a guy who's led a club, he's played in the same team for his entire career. Derek Jeter will go down probably as one of the greatest Yankees of all time.
Give us an update. Dodgers, Rockies, San Francisco Giants, that's the most exciting pennant race. Where does it stand and who do you predict?
Well, right now the Dodgers are up. The Dodgers are in a good place to win it all, but I love the chances of San Francisco because they just pulled in Brad Penny, who was a defect from the Red Sox, and Penny is pitching great in the NL. So look for the Giants to make a push for the end of the season.
All right, even though the Rockies are pretty exciting. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.
Good morning.